Okay, so at the Blackout Diaries, as I mentioned in the beginning, this is comics plus regular people. And we always have people, they have no performance background. They just want to come up and tell a hilarious story about drinking or drugs or, you know, whatever else, getting screwed up in some way. And our next performer is our first performer of the evening. He is a metal scrapper. He has no performance background, so he needs a lot of enthusiasm from you guys. Let's hear it for Jesse Bob Harper, everyone!
So mine's not about drinking, it's about weed. And I got stoned for the first time when I was 14. And is that young? I was going, is that young? I don't know. Was that about average? And so it was with my buddy Jeff Heath and I, and we got the joint from my brother. And so much of it was not like it is in the movies, you know? And I was raised on Cheech and Chong, and he gave us the joint, and it was really big and fucked up, and the end was big, and the front was small, and it was wrapped in an American flag rolling paper. And I don't know. And this was like 1984, so it was like the Reagan era, so I didn't know if it was like some ironic hipster thing, like stick it to the man, or if it was just patriotic, you know, I didn't know. But so we were at my mom's house, and nobody's there, so we went out in the garage, and we were so excited, man, and we just sucked it down in like 2 minutes. It was like there was like a pot of gold at the end of this joint, you know? That's my St. Patrick's Day reference. And we went from the garage back into the house to the back door. It's about 15 steps. And in that 15 steps, it was like we got a Charlie horse in our head. I mean, it just hit us like a ton of bricks. And we just start laughing. But it wasn't like the movies again. It wasn't like we were laughing at stupid shit, or we were laughing at funny shit, or we were laughing at innocuous shit. We were just laughing, man. And I mean, it was just like, it was fantastic. I mean, we were laughing, and I'm thinking, high school's gonna be awesome, dude. We're gonna get stoned every day before class, and I'm laughing, and he's laughing. And then it starts getting a little scary, because you don't stop laughing, you know? And you're like, you're laughing, and then you go, man, I can't stop, dude. Can you stop? I can't stop, man. So then it's just all downhill from there, right? I mean, I don't know exactly what happened, but I'm like freaking out looking at my hand. That was like the movies. I'm looking at my hand because I was amazed there were spaces between my fingers because it felt like it was just one lump of flesh, you know? And I was like this. And Jeff is in the bathroom looking in the mirror because he swore he could see his heart beating in his forehead. So he's looking in the mirror. And I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I do remember, and I know it's true because I checked with Jeff, we had like a 10-minute really heated conversation about Santa Claus. Which is weird because this was like July, so I don't know how the fuck we got on the topic of Santa Claus, but we had like a debate, you know? And I finally freaked out and I said, fuck it, man. I said, fuck it, dude. I said, you know what? I said, you can do what you want to do, but I'm dying and I got to get some help, man. I'm going to the neighbor's house, you know? Fuck it. I just fuck it, man. And he's like, man, you can't do that. You're going to get busted, you know? He goes, what about your dad? So my dad was the dad that no one wanted to piss off, you know? He goes, what about your dad? I go, fuck it, man. I'm going to die. I don't care, you know? So I bolt out of the front door. Jeff bolts out of the back. He hops on his piece of shit moped that we all had, these mopeds. And we're like, I'm crossing the street. He pulls out of our driveway. And as he pulls out of the driveway, I see him. And it's like, I'm high, so it's like slow motion. He looks at me and he goes, no. It just takes off. And so the only thing I knew about our neighbor was that he was a train enthusiast. So he's like one of these middle-aged guys that wears an engineer's hat, which like fucking engineers don't even wear anymore, you know? So I knock on his door and, you know, he sort of cracked the door a little bit, sort of not coming out but not letting me in. And I said, hey man, I smoked some bad weed. I was with my friend, Jeff Heath, and we smoked some weed. And I'm freaking out and I think I'm dying. Does it look like I'm dying? Is this what dying looks like, man? We got the weed from my brother, Sam Harper. I mean, I was ratting fucking everybody up. If I was dying, these fuckers were gonna pay. So he goes, okay, I'll call an ambulance. And he goes to call an ambulance. And I go to go in the house, and he goes, wait outside. So I have to sit there on the porch, which seemed like an eternity because I'm high. And all I could think about was like how my mom is going to be so sad that little Jesse died, right? You know, and I'm like, man, mom probably didn't know this morning she left and I was going to die. So I get in the ambulance, and there's the EMT in the back. She starts giving me oxygen and an IV. And I said, she was about my mom's age. I said, am I going to die? Am I dying? Am I going to die? And she looks down at me, and she says, I don't think so, honey. And I said, you don't think so? That's not exactly what I wanted to hear. So I passed out. I was out. I wake up in the hospital. My dad's standing on over the bed of me, shaking his head. My mom's wiping tears from her eyes. And that was like the first time I'd seen them together since the divorce. So I'm like, silver lining, you know? And then the doctor comes in and he says, hey, Jesse, I got good news and bad news, or good news and good news. And he looks at my folks. He goes, the good news is you're going to live. You know, you're going to be okay. The bad news is, or good news, looked at my parents again, you seem to have had a severe reaction to marijuana and you might not be so lucky next time. So I never got high again. I never enjoyed concerts because I couldn't get high. I wouldn't let anybody smoke weed in my car. I was like, you guys don't understand. It's like peanuts or bee stings, man. It can kill me, you know? And about 10 years later or so, I was 30 years old. We were having Thanksgiving, and after dinner, we're all sitting around bullshitting, telling stories. And my brother Harold looks at my dad, and he says, Dad, he goes, Dad, you got to tell that story about the time you told the doctor to convince Jesse he's allergic to weed.
Let's hear it for Jesse, everyone!